This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of people are calling for his resignation as a result of being incommunicado, yes, in the hospital, and we do hope that he does just fine. We wish him the very best, of course, but that's a pretty serious thing. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition, and we are ready and raring to go. Hours number 1, 2, and 3 are in the books. This is hour 4, and we're going strong this morning on this Monday. We're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be here. And, folks, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our home and flagship station there in Tampa, Florida. Also, welcome to everybody listening on AM 930 and everybody along the GCN network. Thanks to GCN for everything they do for the program. And welcome to everybody listening on the live streams this morning. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to pick up those live streams. We've got live streams for GCN there as well. And you can also send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. Thanks to William in Denver, talking about the previous segments there with Denise Simon, the wise one, Denise Simon, he says. And he says there's over 8 million illegal aliens that have entered since Joe's first day in office, and the Colorado population is just south of 5.8 million. We were talking about immigration and border policy during Denise Simon's segments this morning. So thank you, William and Denver. We appreciate it, and we will pass on those kind words to Denise Simon. Well, also, folks, it's the time of the morning on Monday when we talk with Frank Silvato, our good friend and contributor here to the program. He is from undergroundusa.com, also the author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, we're off and running here on this wonderful Monday morning. And, well, you know, there's so many different things I wanted to ask you about. But let's start off, though, here in this segment. What's your take on what happened to Waldo and Lloyd Austin sort of disappeared? You know, we hope he's okay, obviously, but this was pretty much a huge, a major breach of protocol.
Yeah. The Pentagon and the Department of Defense wouldn't have had all of the controversy up to this incident, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. It would look like a piece of oversight, but the leadership over there is very casual about things. We saw that in a demonstration of the extraction of our troops from Afghanistan, very poorly planned, very hastily executed. The aftermath was chaotic. We left, $50 million, $50 billion worth of stuff over there. When your second-in-command doesn't know where you are, that's a problem. So I don't know whether it's resignable, but it should have been something, because it was an elective surgery, by the way. This should have been planned out, and everybody should have been informed, at least at the hierarchy over at the Pentagon.
Well, that's right, and suddenly, you know, you've got the deputy defense secretary on vacation. They had to go get her, evidently, and take her to a secure location, I guess. Once they figured out that Lloyd Austin had gone back to the hospital, he's still there, by the way, although they're saying that he's still doing his duties and so forth. But I find that kind of hard to believe if he's been in ICU. I mean, this sounds pretty serious. I don't know how you do your job as defense secretary without, you know, passing the torch over temporarily, you know.
Yeah, well, the president has to do it when he goes in for surgery or has to go under. So there's no reason why the heads or cabinet-level people shouldn't have to do the same thing. That said, with the undersecretary, you've got 4 years in an administration. You've got soldiers in the field. We do have military personnel over in Ukraine that are acting as advisors. Why do you take a vacation? If you're in leadership, you can't wait 4 years to take a vacation. I know people who work just blue collar and white collar jobs who haven't taken a vacation in 10 years. But you get to a station in life where you're running the most powerful military machine in the world, and you've got people with boots on the ground, and you take a vacation? I don't think so. Well, if this was an elective surgery that didn't address an issue that could have gotten out of hand immediately, I don't know why this elective surgery couldn't have waited either.
Well, you know, of course, Biden sort of sets the tone. He spends more time on vacation than I think anybody ever in the history of the White House.
I think I saw an article that put it at 38% of his time is on vacation.
Wow. I mean, that's really something. I mean, and you're right. All this is going on. The world is literally on fire and getting worse at every moment. Well, you know, we're going to go to the break here in about a minute or so. So we'll sort of set this up here. You know, obviously we have the January 6th anniversary, and you've got, you know, two different, you know, a tale of two cities almost in terms of the way the Biden administration and the left and the media want to portray it versus on the right and so forth. So what's your take on this? I mean, obviously they're trying to use it as this was a dark day and we almost lost our country, blah, blah, blah.
We had the anniversary of troubled Americans exercising their First Amendment right to redress government. Were there some people who should have been arrested because they destroyed property? You bet. But it also ushered in an era of political persecution here in the United States. But you still have people pending court dates who are in solitary confinement, who aren't allowed to see their lawyers. No, this isn't an anniversary of an insurrection. This is forever for me is going to be the anniversary of Ashley Babbitt's murder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very real serious, very, very serious stuff on this. Absolutely. And Frank Silvato, hold on there real quick, because we're going to head to the break here real quick, and we're going to be right back. More with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. And we'll talk a little bit more about this, as well as where the left is going with the Supreme Court interpretation that may be coming down here about whether or not Trump can be on the ballot. So stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Monday continues, and we're having a lot of fun here on the program this morning. Yes, yes, the world's on fire. Yes, we don't know which way to turn at this point. But darn it, we're going to continue to have fun and at least talking about this stuff and trying to make sense of it all. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And don't forget, we're talking with Frank Salvato of UndergroundUSA.com and also the author of the book Nullification here on this fine Monday morning. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, sort of, you know, continuing on the January 6th issue, you know, part and parcel of where Biden and company and the Biden campaign and the left and the media are all going is this notion that Biden is the sole person who's trying to preserve our democracy, evidently. And of course, the opposite would be everybody else is trying to destroy it if you don't vote for Biden. Or I guess if you criticize Biden, then you're probably one of those who just wants democracy to be torn asunder, I guess.
Well, one of the first things that the GOP and the Trump people can do as a service to our country in retort to Mr. Biden is to remind him that we are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy, and the left is never-endingly relentless on saying that we're a democracy, we're a democracy, we're a democracy. That's the first step to moving it toward what Hillary Clinton would like to have in place, which is a national vote total. We're not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic, 50 states, 50 separate constitutions. Each state certifies their electors to the Electoral College. Why? So we can make sure that the people in the non-populated areas have just as potent a voice as the people in the populated areas. Otherwise, we would be run by L.A., San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Miami, and Houston.
That's right.
So,
And people would be disenfranchised, like you wouldn't believe. Yeah.
Absolutely. You take a look at the maps from each of the presidential elections going all the way back to 2000 and even beyond that, and you break it down to the county levels, and those big blue dots that are around the urban areas, they would be dictating who the president of the United States is. That's why we have the Electoral College, and that's why the people who are trying to eliminate it are people who are anti-freedom. They want a centralized government, and they want to make the states something that are quaint memories from the past. The states are where the power is supposed to be. The federal government is supposed to fill in the gaps. So going back to Biden's speech, if he wants to protect democracy, well, A, he shouldn't be trying to get people kicked off the ballot, whether it's Donald Trump or any of the people who want to challenge him within his party in the primary or RFK. He should be saying, if we have a true democratic process for electing our president of the United States, then everybody who has satisfied the constitutional qualifications and the qualifications for getting on the ballot should be allowed to be on that ballot. I have never seen a political party try so hard to refuse choice to people in an election. And they run around talking about voter rights.
No,
and voter interference. Do you remember how hard they were screaming in Atlanta when the president of the galaxy or whatever she was on Star Trek didn't win? about how voters didn't have, they were disenfranchised. Voters were disenfranchised. These attempts to remove people from ballots, whether it's Trump or anybody else, and make no mistake, they're going after other people. They're not just going after Donald Trump to get him kicked off ballots. They don't want RFK in the mix. They don't want the two challengers on the Democrat primary slate to be on the ballots either. When you are trying to remove people from ballots, when you are trying to reduce choice at the ballot box, you are disenfranchising voters.
Well, sure.
He talks about defending the democracy. He is attacking it.
Well, of course, and then putting it all over to Republicans or conservatives or whatever, you know, that's a classic case of projection, you know, as they say. And, you know, you mentioned Hillary Clinton. Well, you know, she used the phrase, which is supposed to sound really good, you know, well, we're moving towards one person, one vote, as if to say, you know, people's votes don't really count, or they're weighted differently and so forth. But roaring by what you just so eloquently said about how the Electoral College actually makes sure that those who don't have as large a voice in terms of population in the union, that their voice is heard and they can't just be trodden on.
For someone who actually went to college, Hillary Clinton is either incredibly evil and disingenuous, which a lot of people would probably invest in that thought, or she's the most stupid person who ever graduated college for trying to say one person, one vote. We don't have that kind of system here. And it guards minority rights. Again, here's a political party that screams that they stand up for the minority. They scream, we have to protect the minority, we have to have affirmative action, we have to make sure that it's weighted towards the little guy, we're against the elitists and everything else. But when they make an action, when they do something, it's proving them to be the elitist and the globalist, and they don't care about the little guy. If they did, they would care about the voices of the people in non-populated areas, which they call the flyover country, or the red states. They would care about that voice being heard, but they don't. They only want more voices being heard in the urban areas, and everybody else can go sit down.
Well, that's exactly right, yeah.
If that's the case, take a look at these blue areas. They're blue for a reason. They're weighted towards the Democrats because the administrations in each of these cities happen to be Democrat, have been so for quite a while, and they just give away taxpayer dollars to bribe people for votes. So how is that taking care of the little guy?
That's right. Well, what do you think about James Clyburn just recently being quoted as, you know, saying that Biden's got a huge problem with the black vote, And also he blamed what he called a MAGA wall that's keeping the accomplishments, I guess, of the Biden administration from really being heard by the African American community, evidently.
Anytime you hear a Democrat say MAGA, excuse me, anytime you hear a Democrat say MAGA, he's propagandizing. Because that's the buzzword. If it's in the sentence, that means you can't believe anything that's in that sentence accompanying MAGA. You just can't. Now, as far as the black vote, I think Biden's in trouble. I'm not a big poll guy. I think they tend to demonstrate what the pollster wants it to say. I believe they're kind of jaded and biased. But what has Biden done for not only the black community, but the citizenship Latino community? You know, businesses, home ownership, they're all down. Everything's down. The cost of everything is up. You'll notice they've stopped talking about Bidenomics because nobody was buying it.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, when you go to the when you call DoorDash and you just want to get three burgers and three fries and three shakes, and with all the fees and taxes attached, it costs you $70. Tell me how Bidenomics is working.
Yeah. I've actually, even just in my area, I've seen a market decrease. If you want to go out to lunch or go to dinner, it's just not as crowded as it has been. And it's not just that people are getting, you know, like you said, having it delivered, I think, but it's that it costs so much money. When it approaches $50 for a casual lunch for two people, I mean, that's a big chunk of change. You can't do that every day.
You go to McDonald's, you get a quarter pounder with cheese, fries, and a drink, and you get two of them, and you are well into the 30s.
Yeah.
Especially in the urban areas. Now, getting back to Biden's speech about democracy, if democracy is supposed to be true and we live in that, do you think people would vote for these prices? Or would they say, government, get out of the way with your regulations, Federal Reserve, stop jacking with the worth of the dollar, leave us alone so that we can have a free market that allows us to actually thrive and accrue wealth rather than going to our graves destitute?
That's right. Well, in the new utopia, right, you'll rent everything, lease everything, subscribe to everything, and own nothing, basically. And
you
literally
have
nothing.
There's an English show called The Black Mirror, and a lot of those episodes have to do with exactly what the future looks like under the World Economic Forum's new utopia, and it always ends in disaster. I see this real life imitating art here.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be told what to do in a free country that thrives on individualism, yet it seems we're going down that path.
Indeed, indeed, and that's most unfortunate. Frank Silvato, are you going to stick around for another segment?
You bet.
All right, stay right there. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under a winter weather. Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow, while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
In America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So, folks, we would be remiss if we didn't tell you that our old friend Adam Schiff is back to his old tricks again. Remember how Adam Schiff told us all that everything about Trump being a foreign agent or agent of Russia, Russian agent, Russian operative. It was all out in the public domain. Just look around, you'll see it. The Russia stuff, and it's all there. And of course, it wasn't. It was a hoax. But he's back to his old tricks again now, telling us about the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court, you know, if it swears fealty to the Constitution like they say they do, quote unquote, right? Then they should come back with a decision banning Donald Trump from the ballot. But of course, this court, I guess you just can't trust them. This is the direction they're going to go, because they know the Supreme Court, I think, most likely will kick the Colorado decision back. And folks, we've got Frank Silvato back with us again here for this segment. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. So yeah, what do you think about that? You know, I think they're kind of setting this up to be, this court is illegitimate. This court is just paying back Donald Trump. This is only because they owe him, and they're going to keep him on the ballot. And, you know, just a setup for the anger that will come from them.
First, Adam Schiff, when he gets wide-eyed, reminds me of a Macy's Day Parade balloon. You know, he's a caricature of a human being, and so is his intellect. It's a caricature. There's nothing there. The guy has never met a falsehood, a false narrative, or a lie he hasn't embraced. He's an embarrassment to the state of California.
Andy's running for senator. Yeah, that's terrible.
and I guess he's in a decent position to win it, which should shock everybody. They've set this up. You heard this before, early in Biden's tenure, where they were starting to call the Supreme Court illegitimate. It didn't stick, but that was the first volley at it. Now, anybody who understands the Constitution understands that, first of all, the 14th Amendment, Section 3, was meant for the Civil War. It was meant for people who were in hierarchy and leadership positions in the South, in the Confederacy. They did not want them running for office and winning the presidency in order to upend what 600,000 people died for. So that's number one. Number two, there's been no adjudication of an insurrection.
Bingo.
By definition, what happened on January 6th was not an insurrection. That's not what an insurrection is. I know the left likes to redefine words, but this is a big one. And they can't do it. It can't be accepted. We should be pushing back on this like you can't believe. Until there is an adjudication by a jury in a federal court that says someone was guilty of insurrection, there can be no claim to insurrection on that day. And right there, that says that the 14th Amendment, Article 3, doesn't apply. Not only that, read Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, because nowhere in there does it say the word president.
That's true. That's really true. But Adam Schiff, like, you know, he just basically tossed this off with, well, you know, if you took an oath and you incited an insurrection, well, you're disqualified. And again, it's like their definition of insurrection doesn't seem to hold up, because now you could accuse anybody of making an insurrection if they simply disagreed with some government policy or spoke out against it.
Absolutely. Like I said in the first segment, the people who destroyed property and the people who entered illegally, remember that whole entering the building illegally, first of all, is very questionable because it's our house. It's the people's house. We can go into it. But that's neither here nor there. After the doors were opened, the Capitol Police started opening doors to let people in. At that point, nobody was illegally entering the building.
Right, because essentially they would have been, if not invited, but certainly given some kind of permission, you know, they weren't kept out.
Their access was not hindered. So when you're talking about an insurrection, it is an armed and violent takeover of a government. That didn't happen. You really have to rape reality to say that that was an insurrection. We saw people going down to Congress who were upset with the way that the electors were selected and certified in five states. It is their right under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to redress government. That's what happened on January 6th, minus the few people who committed damage to property and who entered illegally, which is not the hundreds that they've been arresting, not the thousands they've been arresting, maybe a dozen. And of those dozen, there's a big question about how many were there to actually incite that act that were on the payroll that day. So you want to try to keep somebody off the ballot if they were an insurrectionist? Like what happened at the Capitol building when the Puerto Rican terrorist group back, I believe, in the 70s actually exploded bombs and shot at people?
That's right.
Yeah. That's insurrection. Yet they got pardoned under Bill Clinton. Okay? That's insurrection. You want to see insurrection at the state level? Seattle and Portland during BLM and Antifa riots. Should those governors have been allowed to run again?
Yeah.
Should they have been on the ballot?
Well, again, but that's the whole thing with the BLM riots is looked at so differently by the left, and they wouldn't in their wildest dreams think that there needs to be some kind of charges or any of these kinds of things, because Donald Trump.
That was a free expression of exasperation and protest. But you have people walking down mostly peaceful, and all of the videos point that out. There's no way to argue that it was this giant, violent mass jumping through the Capitol dome, taking elected officials hostage, hanging them, changing the government. That didn't happen. It didn't happen. So why is that not an expression of protest? It's their right. It's a First Amendment right. But that's right.
Well, sure.
The left doesn't give a damn about the Constitution.
Well, there was the one guy who got Nancy Pelosi's podium. And I know that if you get her podium, then you're in charge now. Everybody has to take your orders, evidently. But some of these things are almost laughable in that regard. But this idea that the Supreme Court will be declared to be illegitimate, and as you said, you're right, that was the first volley before, but this whole thing of now you got to go camp out in front of their houses and demonstrate because you don't like the way they voted because precisely they're not voting about a political agenda, they're actually following the law.
And that's why those types of instances where they happened in front of Amy Coney Barrett's house and a few of the other judges before, when the DOJ did not act on them with marshals arresting people and taking them away in mass, that was a dereliction of duty by the Attorney General. He should be impeached for that.
I agree.
The Supreme Court is the final say about what is constitutional and what is not constitutional. You can bring another case to try to get before them to argue it and see if it can be reversed, but you don't protest a vote from a Supreme Court justice just because you don't like it or it doesn't fit into your ideology. That is the court that ends the argument.
Well, that's right. But what's happening is that people are being told that no matter what, you know, if you just don't like it, well, then you can start, you know, tearing everything down, basically. And you're right. The final word should be the final word. Conservatives, when there's a decision that conservatives don't like or aren't happy with, they go, oh well, you know, we better find a way to do this again somehow. Just like you're saying. But on the left, it becomes no. We're going to set everything on fire.
Well, that's the new normal. That's the new normal. If liberals don't get their way, if Democrats, progressives, neo-fascists, and these Wilson Marxians don't get their way, they act like two-year-olds, spoiled two-year-olds with lighters.
Yeah.
Because that's all this can be seen as. They didn't get their way. We're going to tear down some statues, light fire to a church. We're going to break business windows. We're going to burn blocks down. We're going to say defund the police. And the weak-kneed elected officials go, okay, well, I guess we'll defund the police because we don't actually want to do our jobs and enforce the law. No, we shouldn't have. Protest is one thing. You want to take to the streets and march? That's fine. You start destroying things, setting things on fire, you should be charged with arson and destruction of public property.
Absolutely. Well said. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. Great to talk to you this morning, and we'll talk again on Friday morning. Take care.
Stay lovely.
Thanks again. Great. Frank Silvato, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Final segment of the program. We'll talk with Patrick Hyland. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Monday, it's still Monday, it's Monday morning, and we've been going along here. We're into the last part of hour number four of the program this morning, folks. Welcome back, Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we're having a great time on the program this morning. As I said, I'm pretty happy for a Monday. I'm not typically this happy on a Monday, but I don't know why. I think it's just, I'm glad that we're back live in studio. I think that's what it is, because I truly did miss it over the Christmas and New Year's holidays. But we hope that you had some great holidays this past year. But let's get right to Patrick Hyland. He's, of course, the host of the Sport Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station. You can hear him on Sundays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, again, right here on AM 860. He's also the insurance quarterback, and we're glad to talk with him again this morning. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, everybody out there. Great football weekend, Kyle. And then we're going to have a great game tonight. We're going to have the Michigan Wolverines playing the Washington Huskies for the College Football National Championship. And that should be a great game. I'm looking forward to that. I think the odds-on favorite is Michigan to beat them, but the sentimental favorite is the Washington Huskies, especially here in Tampa Bay area. Michael Penix Jr. played his high school football at Tampa Bay Tech. And a lot of people be rooting for that kid to have a great game against Michigan. If anybody can beat him, it's that kid. He's going to be something special. Hopefully he'll have a great game, and no matter what happens. And then we'll see how he does at the next level, at the pro level. So I'm gonna take an outside prediction here. I think the Huskies are going to upset him. I'm going to say 28 to 24. And should be a great game. Are you going to watch some of that before you have to go on the air tomorrow, Kyle?
I will try to, absolutely. Yeah, as you're describing it, it sounds like it should be pretty exciting. You know, just a quick question about the NFL. I don't want to get too far ahead of you, I did not see the conclusion of the Detroit game, I think, versus the Vikings, I think they were playing. But Detroit.
Oh, yeah, 30-20. It really didn't mean anything, Kyle, Lions won 30-20. They had the third seed pretty much locked up. They would have had to have, the Giants, beat the Eagles, which they did, but then they would have had to have the Commanders beat the Philadelphia Eagles to get a better seed, and that just wasn't going to happen. And that's how that went down. But yeah, Detroit's they're going to do well. We'll just see how they do in the whole series.
Well,
I
was just going to say, I think Detroit has done better recently than they have in a lot of years. That's what I heard.
That is correct. Yeah. They're gonna make the playoffs for the first time in a lot of years. And they have a good coach. Dan Campbell up there has them motivated. And we're gonna see what they have to offer, because they're gonna have a good game. They're gonna be playing the LA Rams, at 8:00 next Sunday. So a lot of people will be watching that game, to say the least. Out in your neck of the woods, it'll be 5:00. My neck of the woods, it'll be 8:00. And that should be a great game. It's kind of ironic because you're going to have Matthew Stafford, who played for the Detroit Lions, going back there to play against them, and Jared Goff, who played for the Rams. He's with the Lions. So kind of a neat storyline. You bring it up to the Lions, what's going on there. So that should be very exciting. The Bills beat the Dolphins last night 21-14. That gave them the number 2 seed. So they will take on the Steelers. The Steelers winning Saturday night, and the Jaguars losing, bolted them into the playoffs, which was kind of a godsend, because the Jaguars were supposed to beat the Tennessee Titans and didn't. And, the Dolphins didn't beat the Bills, so that would have knocked them out if the Jaguars were one. And it would have been the Dolphins in that position instead of Steelers. So it was a really interesting week, to say the least. I know a lot of people enjoyed it. A lot of other people out there are going to look forward to this game, Cal. The Packers winning yesterday. They made the playoffs. And the Cowboys, who I mentioned earlier, took care of business. They get to host the Green Bay Packers next Sunday at 4:30. So a lot of people, those two, when they play, it's always a wild game. For some reason, it's always high scoring and exciting, either when they play on Thanksgiving or when they play in the playoff games or even regular season games. So that's a wrap up there. Cleveland Browns are pretty great this year, Kyle. A lot of people didn't think, they would be this good, but they are. And they got very fortunate. Joe Flacco, comeback player of the year, really. I mean, for a guy like that to come off the couch, and play the way he has, how fantastic is that? So they have to go out to Houston to play the Texans. And they've had a great year, too. Rookie quarterback, and they're in the playoffs. C.J. Stroud has really led that team, and we'll see if they can keep the magic going out there in good old Houston. Mentioned the Dolphins by losing, they have to go off to KC and play the Chiefs at 8:00 next Saturday. So, and a Monday night special, Kyle. a week from today for all the Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans listening. They won their division. It was an ugly game. They won 9-0, Kyle, but they'll take on the Eagles at 8 o'clock next Monday. You know, I'm curious if the NFL's ever going to make any changes to where just by you winning your division, okay, you want to put someone in the playoffs for that? Okay. But should they host the playoff game if they have a worse record? I don't know. I think that's something that needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts about that, Kyle?
I mean, in terms, yeah, well, obviously there's a lot of cost involved in doing something like that, for one thing.
Well, that's correct. It's a money issue, but the bottom line is I think the better team, the better winning record should host the playoff game, not the other way around. I think that's something that needs to be addressed. That's all.
And you get a little bit of that home field advantage then, too.
Correct, sir. Yeah. So, you know, I think it's too much of a benefit just to win your division, especially when you can play in a weak division and play each team twice. I think that's another thing that needs to be, you know, changed in the NFL. I think it'd be better from a competition committee standpoint. I think we need to start working on that a little bit in all sports, Kyle. It's not about competition anymore. It's all about entertainment and what can make the money. And I don't think that's what it was meant to be. I mean, nothing wrong with making money. Obviously, we live in a capitalistic society that's done pretty well for 250 years. But there has to also be a balance. I think that'd be a better balance. Just one person's opinion in that department, and some people agree with me and some don't. That's fine. That's what makes sports great also, Kyle. Just like with politics, you know, and on your show, how you talk about different subjects, and it's exciting because you want to hear different points of view. Just because you and I feel a certain way, I have no problem listening to somebody else's opinion and see if we can get value there.
Sure.
And normally, if we both listen to each other, we can come to a common ground and have things taken care of. You know, it was said a lot of years ago, if people don't take credit and don't worry about who gets credit for something, it's amazing what you can get accomplished. So,
indeed.
And that just kind of segues to what I do professionally. You know, I don't need praises or credit. I help out a lot of people. I save them money. I make them money. I make sure they don't lose money. I get them what they need, what they want. And that's what it's all about when it comes to, you know, finances and the dirty word insurance. You know, I know a lot of people don't like that word, and I get it because it's like an attorney or, you know, it's kind of funny, Cal. You know, we badmouth the cops till we need them. Just like with insurance, you badmouth it till you need it. So anyway, I try to make it pleasant and mm-hmm. do it professionally and have fun with people and make sure to take care of their affairs. And I love meeting with people and discussing what's going on in their life, what's going on in their world, and then we take care of everything else and give them peace of mind and make them happy. So please, if I can be of any help, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Let me give the number one more time, Cal, because it's an easy number, but people can write it down. 813-966-1052. God bless you. Talk to you Wednesday morning, Cal.
Sounds good, Patrick. Take care. God bless. All right, Patrick Highland, everybody. And, folks, we've come to the end of the program for the Monday edition. Thanks to everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We will see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Go out there and make it a great day.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.